Sunshine and 64.
So, Craig, when you say 10 seconds, you should say, quiet, please, is what we needed to do.
Why? This is a natural experience here.
We're sounding like this is, I guess.
We're hanging out at the table.
Yeah, you're right. This is the sound we get when normally we're like we're in the eatery or there's a
restaurant. My normal 10 seconds.
I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are starting to have lots of fun this morning at the Lorain County History Center, a very beautiful building. We'll have some information about that. And I guess even Jim Vandermark was here with Vandermark Jewelers, along with Mayor Frank Whitfield, can kind of add some, share some light and talk a little bit about the importance of a building like this in, within the city. But our Celebrate Elyria is presented by Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Visit them in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How about you, Bruce?
Good. Okay, Mayor Whitfield.
Good morning,
thanks for stopping.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
We got it both together. You guys, we could just turn you two loose to have conversations about things.
Yeah,
Jim, I don't want to say old Elyria, new Elyria, but we've got the sense.
Oh, no, that's good. You can
Jim,
say that.
Jim, you've been here for a number of years. Different parts of Elyria grew up in there, seeing the way Broad Street has changed over time as well. And Mayor Whitfield now looking to kind of take Elyria and move it in into the future, or find out what the positive things that people can take out, because sometimes there's baggage that people bring with them as they move through the years. But here we are in the History Center here.
Yes,
this kind of sort of shows the sort of the strength of the city. Heman Ely is watching us right now.
Yes, you're
did you see that over
we're
there?
We're on the mayor's video.
Yeah, I feel like that ghost is always watching me, the ghost of Heman Ely. I feel like, you know, that is something that, to be honest, it does inspire me and drive me, the fact that, you know, he set out to make something of this city, and here we are still trying to do the same today, just in a different era.
Right. They came out here and had to clear all the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the hard work they did to do that.
Yeah.
And we're worried about other roadblocks that would come our way.
Yeah.
I mean, they give us sort
that was
of
quite an infrastructure project right there, you know. Yeah.
That's an infrastructure. Well, you found two twin rivers that then confluence in a park. I mean, this the natural setting of this city, and then using the falls powers, East and the West Falls, to power part of the city and find utility out of that, and then bring your downtown to fruition and all that. It is kind of humbling, as you say, as you sit here to realize that, and we get tied up in the, I brought the Model A today, and she's 1930, and when you're driving that, there's just no rush. Because it's not built to go anywhere fast, and it does kind of let you reflect a little more often about what really is important as you look around at history. Like this building, which possibly this house, this is the Horace B. Starr House, could have been torn down easily. It was owned by the church next door, and they talked about moving it onto the Washington Avenue parking lot site many times. And then finally given to the Historical Society. And then, you know, the church is built really close next door. And then ultimately was decided that they would, the Historical Society, Lorain County Historical Society, would try to restore it. And along with state and federal funding and grants, along with local donor support, the house was restored to the condition you see it in today, which is absolutely beautiful. ADA compliant with an elevator and things to bring it up. But a great space for history.
Yeah, no doubt. This is, and I'm looking forward to after this getting a little mini tour of the space. I haven't been here since I was a kid, probably in elementary school when they brought us in here and toured it. But, you know, we were excited about the announcement we made last week where Elyria got its first historic tax credit project. And that was a big deal because, as you mentioned, a part of our character here is, you know, our history. You know, we don't have a, you know, in some communities, they manufacture to make their buildings look like they're historic. We, like, genuinely have buildings built in the 1800s that are still here. So it was exciting to be able to, you know, honor that history, but at the same time move us towards the future, you know. So taking that powerhouse gym building, also known as the Murphy's department store, also known as the former library, and that Robinson building, and being able to salvage that and then take it into something that's even more future than today, which is esports, you know, and taking it into a field that we're moving into. We were joking about the metaverse earlier. You know, I think the pandemic showed us how much we can do virtually, and we're just getting started. And so to be able to take an old space like that, move it into the future, as well as have the community college involved in it, and get those historic tax credits for the first time, $2 million in credits. That's, you know, it's expensive, as you know, to restore these sort of buildings. So having that government support, that federal support, and that state support is critical.
You know, you talk about the building sort of representing a city in a postcard sense, but it's the people really that are what is important for that. How do you bring the people on board to things that you look forward to see what it is the people in the community who are living there day to day would like to see in the city?
Yeah, I think that's the part that I'm very cautious of, and one of the reasons why over the next several months we'll be asking residents to get involved and have some dinners with me and some lunches with me and our team at the city to really share what their vision is for their lives. Because one thing I don't want is for everything around people to change, but their lives don't change. And I think that's where you breed frustration within people, where they feel like, oh, wow, that building looks really nice, but my house is falling apart over. Is anybody doing anything to help me out? You know, and with inflation the way it is, you know, seeing all this investment in things, but not in people. So we're going to make sure that that's not the case. But we're really going to be over the next 5 to 6 months just having a lot of town halls, a lot of discussions, and really asking people, you know, where do you want your family to be in 20 years from now? Even if you're not here, where would you like your children to be? What type of city would you like this to be, you know, 20, 30 years from now? And establishing that shared vision and then working our way backwards.
How do you balance the need for change and then the slow pace that government takes to make those changes, or don't you agree with the pace?
Well, I think, you know, this downtown project with the Powerhouse Gym is a great example of you have to have patience, but you also have to have persistence and intention. And what I mean by that is I don't mind that things take time as long as you're decisive about the direction you're going. That, hey, we're going in this direction. We might get there next year. We might get there in 2 years, but we're committed to this direction. And I feel like that's what the city's missing right now. And that's why we're really going to be trying to raise up new leaders within the city that are committed to an intention. This downtown project, we started our first meeting, and I almost teared up the other day at the announcement of the historic tax credits. Our first meeting was December 2019, talking about this innovation center inside that building. Here we are, you know, almost 3 years later, and we're just now getting, you know, to the point where we still haven't even broken ground yet. But it's taken a lot of patience, a lot of persistence, but we see it's paying off. You know, it's paying off with millions of dollars investment, new partners, and we've never veered off. The whole time we knew we wanted an innovative space downtown Elyria inside of that building. And, you know, I was tearing up because the community college was in that meeting in December 2019. They're like, you weren't even started in office yet. You had just gotten elected. And, so I understand things take time and we want to make sure we're exercising patience, but that dedication to a direction is what I feel like the city's missing.
Talking this morning with Mayor Frank Whitfield in Elyria and also Jim Vandermark, Vandermark Jewelers. And of course, Jim, part of what you've been involved in the downtown, not only as a businessman, but sort of as a resident as well. You see the things that are going on at this point. What's your impression of some of the things that?
It's well needed. You know, you look at your two major urban cities in Lorain and Elyria, and you give kudos and props to Lorain for coming up with some redevelopment of their downtown. And it's easy to walk away from downtowns thinking that they're no longer needed and they're just part of history, as we talk about. But then you have to realize that perception is that the downtown is the heart of your city. Mm-hmm. And in Elyria, it's the same thing. And so whether you want to embrace your downtowns or not, you have to realize that a lot of your residents and people traveling through your town look at your downtown, mm-hmm. and that's the perception they have of your city as mm-hmm. they leave. Mm-hmm. And I've even done it. You drive down Medina, a beautiful square. You've never ventured into Medina's neighborhood. Yep. To know whether they're good or bad.
Yep,
you just
so
perceive
true.
Medina
that's
as so a great, great town.
So
with Elyria, like it or not, you have this perception that our downtown is a little empty right now, and we all realize it is. You work down there on a daily basis, gentlemen. You've watched some transformations up and down. So I'm thrilled that the developers, along with the city, are working to partner to bring the downtown back. We have a beautiful new space in our public library. We have some great private investment coming up, which we've been lacking. So we've always talked about our public investment being there, you know, sitting in a nice city hall. We have a nice police station, a nice John Howard Justice Center. The county has put the courthouse redo and the Justice Center itself and keeps the administration building nice. So we've had public investment. Mm-hmm. It's now time. So for our mayor to welcome this private developer and help clear some trees for him, because it's not easy when you're talking historic preservation. Mm-hmm. ADA accessibilities are a huge step mm-hmm. that you have to get mm-hmm. through. And this administration is saying, hey, we want to help you mow down these barriers because we look at this. So as the mayor said, the vision of the private developer is there, but he's helped up and say, hey, let's not let anything get in our way. Let's not lose that vision. And 3 years later, the vision is coming to fruition. Mm-hmm. And I think it's awesome that we finally get, because this will be our biggest, largest ever private development infrastructure in downtown. And I've been around, as you said, for a long enough time now that I can name off developers and name off people that have been doing this and trying. And some have been a little bit successful, but there have been nothing of this magnitude that might take place. So I'm just sitting on the edge of my seat waiting to see what the mayor does. Does that mean our time's up, Craig, or do you say 10 seconds?
Is the light that's on here? Maybe that's Heman Ely telling us.
He needs to take his
mid-morning nap or something.
This one on a motion detector.
So who has to get up and dance to make it work?
The mayor's probably got more moves than I do.
Well, you know, the e-sport thing, the one thing about that is once it gets built or as it's building, there's going to be media and press. In other words, there's an attention to it. It's sort of different than just maybe a mechanical or machine type of a building or something. Mm-hmm. This thing will, because it's so unique, even in this area here, it'll bring a lot of attention that way too. So
yeah, it's a huge tourism play in terms of when we host these tournaments. And for folks who don't know about esports is electronic sports. It's cyber sports. It's video games. It's people competing via video games. And if you haven't been following it, it's become a worldwide phenomenon, but also on almost every major university campus are building, esports, teams. And even our high school has one, Elyria Catholic has one. So this isn't just, pie in the sky. This is what people are actually doing and getting paid scholarships, getting paid sponsorships to be able to host, and play esports. So that's going, when we host these tournaments, it's going to bring families, just like a softball tournament where families pack in the minivan and come to it. It's going to be the same thing. Families are going to be packing in, coming down, watching their kids or watching their family compete. And that's going to be an opportunity for those businesses. You know, I'm proud to see Jones Bones just open up a barbecue place downtown Elyria. You got Elmer's Ice Cream. Of course, you got the Foundry. And hopefully there'll be more restaurants coming downtown, because then those folks are going to need a place to eat. They're going to need a coffee shop to kind of chill out in. We got the library, as you mentioned, another place for those families to hang out. So, and then we're doing some stuff with the public spaces. Our falls are right there, right behind the building, so people can go at the East Falls and just relax. So we got a great opportunity in front of us. We have a great city.
Build it and they will come. If you run up towards, we talked about Cedar Point a little while ago. Mm-hmm. Look at that sports complex that Cedar Point built. They tore down the old airport and they put that. Of course, I'm naive to it and I'm like, well, what? Is anybody going to go there? I mean, gosh, Cedar Point's put a lot of money.
These are the ballparks.
And then they built this huge indoor sports arena. It is packed. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people coming from five surrounding states, let's say, that if that's where it is, that's where you go. And so if an esports center exists, the first of its kind in this general area, and they will come. And then somebody said to me, well, who would go watch esports? Well, who goes and watch World Series of Poker Tour? And you look at the stands and people are sitting there watching people play poker. You never would have thought you'd watch somebody sit and play poker, but it's a sport now. And you go sit in the stands and you tell your buddies, oh yeah, we watched that World Series. Daniel did this and so-and-so did this. And so I think it's got some great positivity coming to the city from, as you said, a tourism standpoint, that people are going to be in our downtown. And then you talk about squares, brand new fountain, absolutely gorgeous, and probably one of the prettiest squares in the state that Heman Ely, the family, left to us, that's a dedicated green space. And so we just got done with one third Thursday. You've got two to go. The next one is the 21st of July, I think.
Yes, July 21st. And again, it's sort of like a mini festival. There's food trucks. There's live music. We encourage folks to bring their family out. It's family friendly. It's hosted by the Elyria Community Partnership, but that's at 5 o'clock on July 21st, the third Thursday of July. So yeah, definitely
be an opportunity. Now they did belly dancing last time for the girls, I heard.
You think
if Bruce and Craig came and belly danced, that they might?
Exactly. I told them they got to get more crowd participation. You know that.
What are you two into, belly dancing?
We like to watch it. I think
participation.
I love that participation. He said, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, Mayor. Not only that, you know, Jim mentioned the square. You've got the summer concert series there through the summer, and we've got fireworks coming up. What, Friday night?
Yes. And I talked to the parks director yesterday. I said, well, what's our rain date? And she's like, it's not going to rain. I was like, okay.
You like confidence. I was like, I okay. like confidence.
Yeah. So Friday, yep. You can come out at 6 p.m. at West Park. There'll be some food trucks out there, some music. And then when it's dark, the fireworks will start this Friday, July 1. And then next week, on July 6th, next Wednesday, a week from today at 6 p.m., you can meet me at City Hall parking lot. We're going to do a bike ride together. So encouraging folks to come on down and ride around town with me on our bikes and enjoy the city with me.
What are those like, riding the bike? Are you leading the bike? Are you in the middle of the pack? Where does it usually work for you?
Yeah, it's fun. So I sometimes lead the pack. And oftentimes I'm riding around just asking people, what do they see? You know, as we're riding around, did you see something? Yeah, what is this or what's that? Or what could we do with this field? So I think this week or on Wednesday, we'll be riding to West Park. So we'll ride from downtown, go through some neighborhoods, and then end up at West Park. And we'll talk about what's happening there and get some ideas from folks, and then we'll ride back to City Hall.
Okay. So you enjoy the riding the bike, but you're also sort of keeping a tab of all the things you've talked about. It's like someone has to be there behind you transcribing everything or making sure
tours.
What do we talk about, or you just get your cameras going and and get a little sense. But it's another way to meet people on a different level, and they open up to you on it when you're riding a bike and just trying to talk up there.
So tell me real quick about the bike shop, Mayor. I keep hearing about the bike shop. Can you, Ed Stewart and some of his crew, and I know you're very involved and very promotive of that. They have bikes still to donate? God.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. So we have too many bikes, and we need as many volunteers as possible to help us fix these bikes. So if you're interested in volunteering, call the Elyria Bicycle Education Center and help us restore these bikes. We have about 100 bikes that we need to repair to get back out on the street. We can't just give them out the way they are.
Okay.
You know, they're not safe to just give out. We've done a bike drive the past 2 years where we've asked residents who have bikes sitting in their garage, not that they're not using, to bring them up to the park. And then we've taken those, restored them, and then did a big bike distribution giveaway. And so, in order to get those bikes distributed out, we need help fixing them up.
So there's some that still need repaired. And then is the bicycle center currently located in the old hardware store?
Yes, the old
Phil Stametti's
hardware store.
Larry Hardware, right.
Yeah, across the street. It's on around 4th Street and Middle Avenue.
Yes, sir, okay.
Right after 4th Street, right, the alley right there next to the high school on Middle Avenue. And even if you're looking for a bike, there's bikes for sale. Like, they have high-end bikes as well. So if you're like a, you know, family looking to get a bike so that you can ride around, they have bikes for sale. They're really nice. And then if you can't afford the bikes, we have a number of bikes that you can just get, you know, for free because people have donated.
That they donate. Awesome. Yeah.
It's great. Creates a lot of fun activity, getting out on a bike, exercise as well. It's just
I think it's just one of those things that no one should not have access to a bike. And so it's neat that this program exists and that they're out there doing this bike fix up, and that, again, they found them space and it's part of a city program, because in a city like ours, you know, biking should be something.
Do you end up putting bike lanes, or think of that when you're doing any kind of transportation type of things related to
roads? So on Broad Street, you mentioned earlier, Jim seen Broad Street, and I'd love to hear Jim's thoughts about Broad Street. Because, you know, it's been talked about, I've heard for 50, 60 years about redoing Broad Street. You know, someday we're going to redo Broad Street. Well, you know, we've been fortunate to be able to get all the resources compiled together to be able to redo Broad Street. And one of the key components of that Broad Street expansion is including what we call a shared use path, a multi-use path. So there'll be a path along the side of the road, similar what you see near the community college as you're going towards Sheffield. You see this kind of large sidewalk that you see people running on it, walking on it, with their strollers on it, biking on it. So we'll have one of those on Broad Street, and hopefully that'll encourage people to walk downtown, walk their neighborhood more, bike downtown, and hopefully we'll create that kind of curb appeal for Broad Street. But you've seen Broad for a long time. What are your thoughts about the Broad Street?
There's no doubt that one of our entrance ways into Elyria, that if you told somebody how to get to downtown, that you would ask them to go down East Broad Street, because it just makes sense as they come off our bypass. A lot of people are a little confused that they can't figure out why Elyria's traffic flow. Well, it's the Twin Rivers we talked about. There's only so many places you can cross the Twin Rivers in Elyria. So when Route 57 got closed years ago for its redo, all of a sudden that day on Broad Street itself, traffic was backed up blocks. And the police were like, what the heck happened? Well, you can't cross anywhere in Cascade, and you have to go all the way out to 254 to cross again. So obviously, as they blocked off 57, they were on Broad Street that day. Most towns don't face that issue, but we have a confluence in Cascade Park and then a river that runs singly out through the city. So the corridors to get around Elyria are just a little bit different, and the river plays into that, I guess. So again, talking that Broad Street, you can never quite shut it down because it's one of our major places that we cross the river. And so that's something to always take into effect. You don't think about it as you cross those bridges because they have railings. So the East Broad Street corridor widening is really important to me. You've got Ridge Tool, who's a big supporter of the city and, of course, a big supplier owned by Emerson. You've got the hospital right there. So I think there's two huge employers that need a road that's a little bit nicer. The bike lane is perfect for me, or the multi-use path, as they're calling them now. You've got some new development down at that end in some restaurants with a Dunkin' Donuts and some new multi-use condo development down there, a new speedway. So that end's coming together. The downtown's coming together. We need to get that corridor. I know it's on the plate, and I'm proud of you. You know, as a business owner along there, am I thrilled that it's going to be tore up? Well, no, but hey, those are the things we take and have to live with and say that's for the positive of the city and for the people, because it's going to be great for the residents. Residents, as you've heard, Mayor, want road improvements. When they pass issue six funds, they want their leaves picked up, their snows plowed, and roads that are smooth. And so it's very important we focus on that. They don't always like, as you said, we build it, and if it wasn't what they had in mind, they're not voting for us. And so they want to see some smooth roads. So the Cleveland Street and East Broad Street project, what a great thing.
No doubt.
Mary Whitfield joining us, Frank Whitfield, City of Elyria, also Jim Vandermark, Vandermark Jewelers. Jim, I can't let you go. Do you have anything in your pocket you wanted to show us this morning? That's all I'm asking as a jeweler. Nice. I know there's always something there that you have, and I just needed to see it.
Okay, we happen to have just a little bit of triple row bling there as far as that goes.
Oh,
is Barb coming in? You buying it for your favorite sales girl?
Right. Yep. Look at that, Barb. Isn't that beautiful?
It is a pretty one.
What kind of diamonds cuts on those?
Those are round brilliant cuts. That's a carat and a half worth of round brilliant cut diamonds. It's got a nice sparkle, doesn't it, Barb? It's kind of a neat wow ring, isn't it? it's been a fun summer. A lot of engagements going on, and so that's kind of cool that we still got a lot of engagements going down at the jewelry store. Sometimes when summer comes along, you slow down with that, but we just delivered three last week and brought one back in for sizing. She said yes, and it's all good stuff. And some high school graduation parties still that are going on, so we're doing some graduation gifts, which we always say is a nice long-term memory. It's great to buy them electronic, but, you know, a couple years down the road, they don't remember what they got for their graduation. So a nice piece of jewelry is something that they kind of remember for a long time, that's what they've got, was that nice piece of jewelry as far as that goes. And so we're blessed to have business, and thank you, the citizens of Elyria and Lorain County, for supporting us.
Well, it's great to have you come in. It's always fun to talk with you, Jim, not only about the jewelry business, but also your passion for the city of Elyria and a little bit more history of this building that we are in here as well. Thanks for being a part of that board.
Well, thank you. Glad to do. I appreciate my ability to serve, and thank you for the mayor letting me share a little time with him this morning. It was awesome.
Mayor
Whitfield, thanks for stopping in this morning. Again, our Celebrate Elyria on WEOL, presented by Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Visit them East Broad Street in Elyria, right near the hospital. We're running. We've got lots going on. The school's coming by. Everybody was coming in now. We're getting ready for next hour as well from the city schools, also Life Care Center of Elyria, stopping by as we get a little bit of a tour also of the Lorain County History Center here on WEOL.